Why don't you just get rid of your smartphone? Not because it's hijacking your life, but because you may have another device that does pretty much the same thing, and that's your tablet.
And WTOP's tech guy Greg Stebbin talked to Dimitri about ditching your smartphone and that big bill every month. He says replace it with a cheap phone with limited capabilities.
Yeah, well, I think there's a couple of reasons to do it. One is money, because most people who have tablets are using them as a Wi-Fi only device, so there's no data charges there. If you get a dumb phone, there's no data charges there either. But the other thing is a tablet and a smartphone are almost completely redundant devices, other than the fact that the phone can make phone calls and the tablet cannot. So this is a way of, frankly, removing the redundancy. And if you think about it from a logistical or practical perspective, it makes a lot more sense to hold a phone in one hand and talk and a tablet in the other while you look at your schedule or look at an email than it does trying to look at your phone while talking on it at the same time.
But you still need to make those calls, so you need some kind of phone. What's this about a $20 cell phone? And by the way, with a battery that lasts more than a month.
The reality is there's lots of cheap phones you can get on the market today. You can go to Walmart or Target and get a pay-as-you-go phone today for $9, $20, $30, lots of cheap flip phones. What makes this phone stand out is, as you said, a 35-day battery. Now, this particular phone was unveiled at the Mobile World Congress this week in Barcelona. It's made by Nokia. It's not available yet. I think it will be pretty soon. But I like the idea of a 35-day battery, because you will never forget to charge your phone more than once a month, and that would be a huge leap forward for me, because I forget to charge my phone all the time.
What can this phone do?
Make phone calls. It may have some texting capability. And again, there's other phones like it that are in the same price range but won't have a 35-day battery, that will also have some limited internet capability, some texting ability, but they're in no way smartphones intended to be browsing the web and using the App Store and doing all of those wonderful things we do with smartphones. But again, that's the reason for keeping your tablet, because the reality is your tablet can do all the same things your smartphone can do, except make phone calls.
Who do you think would want this combination? Who would want one of these phones?
I think there's a lot of people, actually. I think if you look at your cell phone bill and see what you're paying to have a data plan or some other fees that are exclusive to a smartphone, right there, that may be a $10, $20, $30, $50 a month expense to you that you're happy to get rid of. So I think anyone who's budget conscious may think this is a good idea. People who lose or break their phones may think this is a good idea, because you can buy as many $20 phones as you want. As anyone who has ever lost or broke a phone knows, if you have an expensive smartphone, you get it at a cheap subsidized price at first, but that $200 phone that was subsidized, when you have to go back and buy it without the subsidy, may cost you $500, $600, or $700. So for people who are hard on phones, for them also, this is a great alternative.
How much money do you think we could potentially save every month going down this route?
Anywhere from $100 to $500, I would say. I think there's some real savings here. And another category of people that I think might be very interested in this are parents with kids. I mean, if you're supplying all of your kids with a smartphone and all of a sudden you can save $100 to $500 per kid, per phone account, that's a huge savings for a family.
And just as an alternate plan, didn't Samsung just unveil a huge 7-inch tablet that will allow you to make phone calls?
Yeah, that's absolutely right, and they're not the first. Asus has done the same, and it's not a big stretch to imagine putting phone capability into a tablet. Frankly, it shouldn't be that hard. If you can get phone capability into a smartphone, which is a lot smaller, there should be lots of room to add that capability to a tablet. Now, this has already become a trend in Europe and parts of Asia. It hasn't hit here yet, but I think it's soon to come, because one of the very popular phones this year and last year has been one called the Samsung Note, and it is the largest phone you've ever seen. In fact, they call it a phablet. That's kind of a cross between a phone and a tablet, and it's over 5 inches diagonal, so much larger than even what we're accustomed to thinking of as a large Android smartphone. And I think there's going to be a part of the population that's going to simply demand larger and larger phones, with the idea that I don't have to have a phone and a tablet. I just need a phone that is a tablet.
That's WTOP's tech guy, Greg Stebbin.
And again, when asking about price, Greg was talking about between $100, even $500 a month in savings. A lot of us, though, like the safety net of having that smartphone, being able to get online even if there's no Wi-Fi around.